Visiting with Pleasantville head boys track and field coach Tyler Bethke. Coach, you guys last two meets, you're completing on Tuesday at your West Central Conference meet, and then before that, you know, with a third place finish at the PCM invite. How do you feel that those kind of meets went overall?
I thought they went well. With PCM, we were able to get some, kind of move some guys around, and the weather wasn't great with the wind and stuff, but the kids competed, and we had some really good performances in the discus. Will Mesker set a personal record for him at almost 150 feet. And, you know, he's creeping in on that school record, which is something that he really wants to hit. So it was a great night for our discus throwers. You know, the runners did some good things as well. And just competing, and obviously the times weren't probably where they wanted them to be, but on nights like that, you just got to compete. And on Tuesday, I thought the kids did a great job. We ended up with four conference champs. We had a runner-up relay, and then we had a third-place finish in the discus as well. So we were able to score over 60 points, which is almost double what we scored last year. So it was good in terms of team success.
Yeah, what do you feel that's kind of been one of the big contributing factors to the improvement that you guys have had this year, especially, you know, doing so much better in the conference meet this year than you did last year?
You know, I think a big part of that was our sprint success. Ethan King had a phenomenal night. Tuesday night ran 10.91 in the 100 meter dash. We went 22.5 in the 200 meter dash to win both of those. We were able to set the conference record in the 4x2. You know, that's another big part of that was Ethan there. Logan Roth is running very, very well. You know, he spent a lot of time in the weight room this winter and has really kind of focused on making himself a better athlete, and it's definitely showing in the spring. He went 11.3 in the 100 meter dash, which is quite a bit faster than what he ran, you know, almost a half a second faster than what he ran a year ago. So, you know, and I could list off a bunch of different sprinters. Braylon Bingham, JJ Phillips have had great years when we can keep them on the track. Eli Dawson, Dylan Messmaker. So we're pretty lucky to have six pretty strong sprinters that have really kind of built that core group and allow us to score quite a few points on Tuesday. And our throwers have improved a ton too. Will Mesker got third in the discus, again, throwing over 140 feet. So those two areas really have kind of helped bolster our team up a little bit in terms of scoring points.
Yeah, is it kind of exciting to see as coach, you know, just over the course of one season, you know, a month and a half or whatever, the growth of these kids and then the improvement and you know, continuously, you know, setting good times?
Yeah, it's always good. You know, that's the goal is to, at this point in the season, hopefully start to drop your times. And obviously, there's the West Central Conference is just a loaded boys track conference. So, you know, you get great competition and get that ability to run on a beautiful night. It was a perfect recipe for, you know, some good times.
Yeah, and you guys have two regular season meets left for the rest of the season before you go into that state qualifying meet, you know, the Cardinal Relays in Newton, and then you get to host a home meet coming up here on Monday. You know, kind of how do you approach those last two meets of the season as you prepare for, you know, probably the biggest meet of the year with the state qualifier?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky, you know, trying to navigate that. But tonight we're running a lot of young kids, excuse me, that, you know, didn't get the opportunity to run as many events on Tuesdays. We tried to go after a conference meet, so they'll get a few more events, and some of those kids that really ran hard on Tuesday will kind of back their load off a little bit, so they're not running quite as much. And then Monday's really just a fine tune, you know, do some relays that we want to make sure we're ready to pass the baton in, and, you know, just move some kids around and see what exactly that final district lineup is going to look like. Cause like you said, that's the biggest meet of the year. So we want to make sure we're prepped and prepared for anything that we might see on Thursday.
You know, do you feel with you guys heading to PCM for your state qualifier on Thursday, do you feel kind of comfortable with the draw that you got and, you know, what are your thoughts about going to PCM for that meet and the competition you're going to see there?
Yeah. I love running in Monroe. It's a great track facility. They do a good job running the meet. It's close, so, you know, we're excited about that. You know, it's a tough district, but that's kind of what you expect at this point in the year. We'll see some really good sprinters. Obviously, PCM has a loaded team overall, but there's a lot of good sprinters. Davis County has a really strong sprinter in West, you know, bringing West Branch and Regina over from the east side of the state really adds some solid talent to the meet. So it'll be a good meet, be good competition for us to hopefully push us. So if we don't finish in those top two, we can at least hopefully have a shot with times to slide into some of those events at state.
Well, Tyler, before we wrap up, you know, just your encouragement for people on Monday to come in and check you guys out at home and, you know, see, be able to see the only home meet of the year for your team.
Proud. We have, you know, a handful of seniors that will be running here for the last time and some upperclassmen that really sometimes don't get the credit that they deserve, that, you know, deserve the support from the community and things like that, just to see how well they've run. Some guys like Kurt Coonan going to be finishing his career up, Eli Dawson, Dylan Messemaker, some older guys that, you know, a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, Blake Rousen. He's having a great year running fours and eights for us. And, you know, it's just a good night for people to come out and let them show off their, you know, the work that they've put in and the talent that they have for everybody to see.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck to your team as you head throughout the rest of this regular season.
Awesome. Thanks, Clayton.